This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want you to get the scene. Jesus is riding in on a colt. People are waving palm branches and they're saying, "Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And listen to this. This is really important. Most people don't even remember this. Most of the people who were yelling, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," a week later, were some of the same people who were screaming, "Crucify him. Crucify him." Isn't that amazing? 1 week, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The next week, 7 days later, "Crucify him. Crucify him." There were two illusions that people had of Jesus. I want to bring up the two that I want to share with you today that the people had of Jesus. Number one was that he came to conquer Caesar. In setting up an earthly kingdom, he would have to boot out the other kingdom, and that was Rome. So there were people thought he came to conquer Caesar, but the fact is this, he came to conquer Satan. They thought he came to conquer Caesar, he came to conquer Satan. Let's bring up the second illusion. He was going to set them free from the bondage of Rome. He was going to overthrow Rome. And all this oppression that was going on in the nation and the people, that was all going to be going out the window because Jesus was here. But the fact is, Jesus came to set them free from the bondage of sin and death. And I wanted to share that scripture. Can you not bring up that scripture that's up next? There we go. "Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death." Listen carefully. Jesus did not come to make people feel better. Jesus didn't come with a get happy type message, be happy, don't worry type message. He came to destroy the power of Satan and destroy the power of death in people's lives. And the Hebrew writer says that people lived all their lives in bondage to the slavery of death. You have people in your family that live that way, that all of life is really the fear of death, that all of living is simply a fear of the end, that all of working is just the fear of the end. And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to destroy Satan. In fact, the Bible says he came to destroy the works of Satan too, but he also came to deliver people from the fear of the bondage of death, to set them free from that. Now then, there are things that are illusions in your life and in my life. And what I'm going to give you today, very briefly, are three illusions that I think people in our country live under and people in this room live under. Let's bring up number one, the illusion of self-confidence. Somewhere in your journey in life, you've had it pounded into you. You've got to develop self-confidence. And all that you need to do is within you, and you just have to tap into what's there. And all your strength is inside you, and you just need to pull out of you what's there. And we have been indoctrinated. We have been brainwashed that the answer to most of my problems is just, I need to have self-confidence. I want to share with you something that is a lie from the pit. One of Satan's great lies in my own life is to get me to believe somehow that it's up to me. If it is to be, it is up to me. That I have the wherewithal, I have all the power, I have the skills, I have the talent to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. And I want you to listen to what Jeremiah 17:7 says, "But blessed is the man or woman who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him." What your children need to learn more than self-confidence is Christ confidence. Well, we'll continue in Luke 19 tomorrow with part 3. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.